What is the national debt, and does it matter? Well, while you're on home quarantine, stick around to find out. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today, while you're in the comfort of your own home, hopefully not with the coronavirus, I'm going to cover a topic that you asked me to in a quick and dirty fashion, the national debt, and does it matter? Now, I'm going to share that this topic raises a lot of questions and creates a lot of confusion for people across the globe. It's something that we hear a lot about in the news and often a major talking point in political discussions and debates, especially during election years. Especially right now, with this coronavirus stuff going on, you know, we may see the national debt skyrocket. Or maybe, like some people have been saying, maybe Trump is going to hit the reset button and we're going to get a whole new economy. I don't know. It's still too early to tell. But I can tell you what national debt is, quick and dirty, and that's what we're going to do right here. Because it's a big burden on our economy. But it's also a significant part of our own government's financial structure. In some ways, it's an example of how a really large business or corporation runs. If you're still thinking the government is not being likened to a business, what we're going to share then will be a completely new perspective for you. The national debt situation is much more complicated than politicians want you to think. So there is no way that we're going to be able to cover all of this in just this one video. But I'm going to take you on a little shortcut and give you an overview and leave you with some interesting things to think about. So first things first, we have to talk about what the national debt really is. Very few people understand this, but somehow a lot of people act really concerned about it. I'll be sharing some of the stats and examples, but by the end of this video, you should have a better understanding of our debt. Our national debt is so interwoven with all these other issues like inflation and Social Security and government programs and foreign relations and so much more that there are a lot of challenges in dealing with it. It's not really as simple as cutting spending, raising or lowering debt, or any of these other typical buzzwords that you often hear about. At the end of the day, the line between what is fact or fiction is very often hard to distinguish. If you watch, for example, in almost every national election, you often hear about the guy in the office that raised the national debt. It's kind of like a, you know, look and see how bad this guy really screwed up our economy. You should vote for me, this persuasion tactic. The problem with this is that almost every president or party who used the debt against their predecessor has also seen an increase in the national debt themselves. It hasn't really mattered if there was a Republican-controlled Congress or a Democrat-controlled Congress. Each has still seen an increase in the national debt recently. I think that at this point, it's really safe to say that the fact is no one is going to come in and clear out the old debt anytime soon. In 2010, the U.S. debt was a little over $14 trillion. By the end of 2019, the fiscal year, it was $22.7 trillion. Projections are already in for 2030, and it's estimated to be around $31.4 trillion. The debt just keeps growing, and the Congressional Budget Office is already projecting the highest rate of debt to GDP since the end of World War II. Yeah, that's a much larger number than I think any one of us can truly grasp. Or maybe not. Do you understand that 34 million million is? Do you understand what 34 million million is? Yeah, wrap your mind around that. I know it's a lot, right? So this leads into the next big question. Do we need to lower the debt? I know this might sound like a dumb question, but bear with me for a second. If I had a ton of credit card debt, obviously it's in my best interest to reduce it. However, business debt can be a little different though. With some people, you know, they're warning of the dangers of spiraling government debt. Others argue that it's part of, you know, how our whole structure works, and that we really rely on this financial system. So let's look at this, you know, in both ways, just for a minute. We can define debt as spending more than you have. In the credit card example, if you spend way more than you have, you wind up with such a volume of debt that you pay on it for years without making much of a dent just because of like the interest, right? Oftentimes, the interest will be so much that people just can't get ahead. If your debt-to-income ratio is slanted the wrong direction, you wind up with more and more interest, which causes your debt to just keep growing out of control. You can't ignore the fact that this sounds a whole lot like our government's debt. But let's look at this like a up business and examine the other argument. Spending more than you have can be risky, but it's also something that successful businesses do all the time. You probably heard the phrase, it takes money to make money. Well, that's pretty much how the majority of businesses operate. From loans to investing in things like infrastructure, there is typically a lot of debt involved in funding a business and its operations. This is why some people argue that the national debt isn't something to panic about, at least not yet. The question is, if it just keeps going up, how long can we sustain things? That's the real question, right? Now, the possibility of a governmental financial collapse isn't something we need to imagine or theorize about. All we have to do is look at Greece in 2010. Greece, much like the overspending credit card user that I mentioned earlier, acquired more debt than they could actually repay. When they couldn't afford to pay their debt to the European Union anymore, they went bankrupt. The EU then bailed Greece out with a loan to help make their payments. So to clarify, Greece, the borrower, couldn't afford to pay the European Union, the lender, so the European Union gave them more money to pay them back with. If you're scratching your head right now, that is perfectly normal. While it doesn't make a lot of sense on the surface, this was a lot like the US bank bailout of 2008 in that it was intended to prevent a ripple effect in the global economy. So then the next logical question is, could we end up like Greece? To partially answer that question, I want to talk about another common misconception about our debt. You've probably heard people say that, you know, we are deeply in debt to other countries. People like to say that China basically owns us because of our massive debt. But do you know what's interesting about that? Do you know who the U.S. owes the most debt to? The answer? The U.S. That's right. The government's biggest debt is to you and to me. When the government needs to fund something, they often borrow from programs like Social Security. The money that comes out of one pocket to go into another one still needs to be replaced. It's like if you have money set aside for your house payment and you take some of that money to pay your electric bill that you borrowed from yourself, but you still need to replace that money somehow, right? Our government keeps taking from these different accounts to fund the other ones. The question though is, how long can we keep this up? Now, once again, this is a gross oversimplification of things, but it does give you a brief idea on how some of this works. So in closing, as I said in the beginning of this video, our national debt is really complicated. We borrow from other countries. We borrow from, you know, ourselves. Other countries borrow from us. Our debt keeps going up, as does inflation. Reducing our debt would be a great idea and something that we should all be paying more attention to. But some of the ideas to reduce debt could actually increase inflation, destabilize the US dollar, or have other unintended consequences. So, do we let it go and become some huge crisis? If we take action to reduce the debt, what's the best course of action? These are all important things to, you know, consider and to think about. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all on the next one.